The importance for some of your established guys in getting in these early games. I know the intensity picks up the closer you get to the season. What's the importance of, or what do they need to work on in these early games?
It's just getting their game right. Getting back to the habits that they would have, you know, finished the last 2 months of the year, the simplicity of the game. So you'll see most of these veteran guys kind of pushing that envelope of playmaking right now, just trying to warm their hands up. And then our expectation as we get closer here, they'll get back to the speed of the game, and we'll take away some of that creativity. The defensive schemes of the other team get a little better, a little tighter, and then the game gets simpler and the pucks go to the net, and they have their creativity after the attack kind of, I think you saw it last night, both teams too, and Vanek had an opportunity to put the puck at the net and pulled it to make another play, and Wheeler came around into the slot and tried to slide it back to Staff. So you see these guys, and I don't know that you necessarily want to discourage that too early. You want them working their hands and trying to see more on the ice, but the game's going to force them when the veterans get in and the speed picks up to play a simpler game.
For some of the guys trying to make this team who are playing now back-to-back nights, yep. Ideally, what do you want to see from them in game two?
Yeah, some of it will be some strength, how they can handle that back-to-back situation. Nobody's minutes were so high, and when you all these guys are coming from places and teams that they were in the top one or two holes in probably all their positions. They're all used to playing big minutes. And then how they think. So we'll have quite a bit less veteran group here going into Edmonton, and they'll have got some pretty good firepower in their lineup coming into this game. So we're going to spend a little time on our end of the ice, and we're going to have to read rushes, and we're going to have to do all the things that you know these young guys have got to learn at this level before they can get themselves into the holes of those offensive chances, those top six roles. So they're going out there tonight to see if they can handle some NHL players defensively in a lot of ways. And that kind of gives us an idea of whether they can hold water in a big game.
Is there any room for you to assess other teams' prospects coming up in these early games, just in case you need to know something about them heading down the road?
We'll get to see very few young players come into prominent roles. So you get a year or two to figure the guy out before he's playing in that big minute situation. Connor McDavid would be an exception to that rule, and for reasons being, he's an exceptional player. But, you know, we've seen some guys from training camp in Edmonton last year, guys that started the year, that play a little bit more. We have a pretty good handle on them. But at the end of the day, you know, all these teams, their style, their game's driven by their top end, and we've seen most of those guys.
Third of the way through camp, how would you evaluate it so far? And what you've seen?
I've liked the fitness results. We've got half of them done. We've got the off-ice done. Are good. And the attitude of our returning players in terms of how hard they're practicing, how hard they're skating, has been very, very good. And that's probably all we're at. Everything else after that is we're trying to figure out what these younger players do for a living, what it is that they excel at, put them in a hole to do that, and see if they can do it in stronger and stronger competition.
With some of your younger guys now in their second, third year of pro, do you see them taking more ownership of the dressing room?
So we would be talking about Lowry, Scheifele, Trouba type players?
Yeah.
I saw it last year. It's part of the program we're running here. We're not asking those young players to wait 3 or 4 years before they feel it's their team, that they're on it. And you know, Adam Lowry and Mark Scheifele and Trouba all played big minute, big roles in the playoffs for us last year. Clearly down the stretch when Bufflin went down and Little went down, both Trouba and Lowry's minutes went up, their role definition went up, and Mark has always played big minutes here for us. So they're veterans. They're not, I mean, they may be young, but they're veterans.
On that, Paul, in particular about Adam Lowry, how do you know when he's ready for more of that responsibility, or is it just a matter you have to throw him in to find out if he's ready?
A bit of both. The question is, will you leave him in that level? So we wanted to take a look at Little Lad Lowry. It's something we may may not be able to take a look at now with the injuries that we had, because the second phase is I've wanted to take a look at Burmistroff on that wing as well, and Lowry back in the middle. So we'll probably move into that next week and look at that a little bit. You know, we've got little Ladd and Scheif down the middle. They're all going to play enough minutes. Last year we just kind of, you know, watched and waited. When we put them back into the middle, it was good and left it, and it stayed good and got better. Had it not, had he struggled back in the middle, he'd have gone back out the wing for another month, and we'd have waited for him, and he'd have come back in. So we had decided early with him, based on what we had seen, that he deserved to be in our lineup. But our team couldn't get better with the personnel that we had with him playing in the minors or playing a four-line role. The best group that we put on the ice had him in it, and then he earned it.
And then just to follow up to Patrick's question, you've talked about fitness here since you've arrived here, and it wasn't just a throwaway comment from you. You were talking about you're going to raise the bar of fitness here come hell or high water. Is that line still going up, and how far along do you think you are in that?
I don't know that I can take responsibility for it, even though I was responsible for saying that it would get better. But all our drivers, the captains of our team and the big minute guys, have improved each year in their testing to the point now, and we'll use Blake Wheeler as an example, whether he tested slightly better or slightly off, I have no concern about his conditioning. And with the big chunk of our guys, I have no concern about their I see it in practice more than anything else. Can they drive themselves through the whole practice? And our first day was an hour and 41 long and finished with a 25-minute skate, and they didn't pace themselves through practice because they knew the skate was coming, because they knew it was coming. They drove straight hard through practice and then pushed hard, and you get off the ice. And there were players, younger players out there, to their credit, who really couldn't function very well toward the end of it, but at the same time kept going. 2 years, they'll be in NHL shape if that's how they work during practice. So now what drives our fitness is the pace of practice by our veteran guys, and I'm really comfortable with where it's at.
And last one, looks like you have five guys playing tonight, played last night. Any rhyme or reason why you picked those guys?
Sure.
And?
Well, because we wanted them to play. We've got eight players not able to play right now. Five of them have veteran status. That's probably why Burmistroff's in the lineup. I mean, I would have had another veteran in there, but I needed eight. Chris Thorburn took a shot off the foot there. He blocked there in the third period, so we try to put all healthy guys. It's good for Berman to get back in. He hasn't played a lot of hockey here. And then the table can't be set perfectly for these kids every night, so they should be excited to get back in on back-to-back because they get another look. They also, after tonight, there's five. And in three of those games, I'm going to get pretty darn close to our lineup. So there's not a lot of time. So being of the five that got back in is a real positive. I also think, two of them that came out, Patan and Lemieux, I've also got maybe a little better handle on how they play, what their game is. And I'm still learning about Raffle and Armia. So those guys, I still have to try to, if I'm going to put them together, one of those guys in our lineup to start the season on a line, I need to know them better. And then I'm still early. Nicky Patan, I've got a good handle on. I'm really happy where Brendan's at. I understand his game and what he would do for our team and will do for our team. But part of it is for me to get a better feel for what they do.